neighborhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on the nations in the G20 to respect equal participation and international law. He says South Africa remains a member of the forum despite recent comments by US President Donald Trump. Ramaphosa addressed the nation last night after hosting the G20 summit in Johannesburg last weekend. He says multilateralism remains vital after a summit marked by tensions and a US boycott. Ramaphosa has urged those speaking of a genocide in South Africa to bring their concerns to dialogue.
As a country, we are aware that the stance taken by the United States administration has been influenced by a sustained campaign of disinformation by groups and individuals within our country, in the United States and elsewhere. These people who are spreading disinformation are endangering and undermining South Africa's national interests, destroying South African jobs and weakening our country's relations with one of our most important partners.
Meanwhile, the ANC has rejected what it says are unfounded and sensationalist claims which falsely depict a divided leadership with plots to remove President Ramaphosa. According to the Sunday World, Deputy Ministers Mondli Gungubele and Joe Phahla are accused of leading the plot to oust Ramaphosa. The ANC says these stories are a fabrication deliberately designed to manufacture divisions. The party says it won't be distracted from its core mission of renewal. In other news, after Umshwati in the Midlands was battered by a hailstorm over the weekend, more severe weather is forecast, this time for northwestern KZN. The SA Weather Service says severe thunderstorms with heavy rain, strong winds and possible hail and lightning are expected over the region from the afternoon today. It's issued a yellow level 2 warning. KZN COCTA spokesperson Senzo Lemzila says disaster management teams remain on standby.
The affected areas could be Abakulusi, Alfred Duma, Indaga and Ladysmith, Tannhauser, Edumbe, Emadlangeni, Endumeni, Msinga, Newcastle, Mutu and Upongolo.
Meanwhile, on the north coast, authorities say they're working to assess the full extent of the damage to infrastructure caused by a storm that hit Eskaleni on Saturday. It caused flooding while gale force winds tore roofs off and brought down trees, with one crushing two cars that were parked underneath it. There were no reported injuries or fatalities. COCTA says arrangements are being made to provide roof sheets and other relief to affected households. And further afield, U.S. authorities are calling a deadly shooting at a birthday party in California a targeted attack that may have involved multiple gunmen. Four people, including three children, died during Saturday night's shooting at a banquet hall in Stockton. Officials say at least one of the 11 injured is in a critical condition. Mayor Christina Fugassi says a $25,000 reward will be given to anyone providing information that could lead to arrests. And on the weather front back home, Durban's reaching a high of 25 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.